Welcome to the Financial Management Magazine podcast series, a service of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. This series features discussions with chartered global management accountants and other experts about the topics, trends and technologies that are transforming the accounting profession.
I'm Drew Adamak, a senior editor with FM Magazine, and today I'm talking with Ankar Agrawal, a partner in McKinsey & Company's New York office and one of the lead authors of their December 2018 survey called The New CFO Mandate, Prioritize, Transform, Repeat. The report surveyed over 200 CFOs at the company, functional, or business unit level from across the world to assess the evolution of the CFO role, the growth of CFO responsibilities, how the rest of the C-suite perceives the finance function, and the skills that CFOs will need moving forward. I spoke to Ankar earlier this year about surprises in the survey and how successful CFOs are innovating and evolving. Ankar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Will you describe broadly, or how do you describe the report broadly? What question is it trying to answer?
I think the attempt here is to understand how the role of the CFO is changing and evolving, and what challenges and opportunities finance professionals, those who are already CFOs and those who want to be CFOs in the future, perceive in their roles. And not only finance professionals, but those who are sort of business partners or receivers of their sort of service, in many cases CEOs and other C-level executives. So we try to get a 360 view on the role.
Can you tell me, as you were conducting this survey, what some of the biggest surprises for you were?
Yeah, Drew. So we do this survey every year, and we have been doing the survey for the last decade. I think three things surprised me in this annual survey. One, the pace of the change of the role of the CFO continues unabated, and it almost is now six roles or more rolled into one. And this just fast change in the role of the CFO, it has been changing for the last decade, but I was surprised that it continues to change and evolve in the last year too. So that was surprising. Also, the big task with companies are asking their CFOs to play in transformations. It was very clear that CFOs are now leading finance function transformations. At least half of them have done some kind of transformation. And there is opportunity actually to play even a bigger role. And that's very exciting to see CFOs stepping up and expecting more to happen in leading enterprise transformation for their companies. So that's a clear opportunity and exciting, and to some extent surprising too, that there is this big gap. Also, the role the CFOs are playing in the role of digital, and digital is a very misunderstood word or can have many different connotations, but, you know, in robotic process automation or visual tools and just using the advanced analytics, in some of these core areas of digitization and finance function, only one-fourth of the CFOs have adopted any of these tools. So this, the rate of adoption is relatively low. But what's surprising is, despite some variability, those who have adopted some level of digitization are seeing modest to high returns. So both the variability, but also the excitement that these tools are beginning to deliver returns is also exciting. So those would be my top three as I reflect on what's surprising to me from this survey.
And when you talk about the addition of responsibilities for the CFO and the addition of functions that report to the CFO, what are the emerging areas of CFO responsibility that you saw in this survey?
So some are more traditional roles, Drew, like which have, there have been some back and forth in these functions reporting to the CFO or not. So I would put IT, procurement in that bucket. There are some newer roles which are now beginning to get even more traction, and more CFOs see that as part of their responsibility. I would put strategy as one, where many strategy roles and strategy functions report into the CFO. board management roles, which includes investor relations at many companies, that is reporting into the CFOs. And lastly, this emerging area of transformation, both functional and enterprise transformation, I think that's also beginning to report to the CFO. So those would be the newer growth areas for the CFO's role, both for themselves, but also for their teams.
And when you talk about the CFO's sort of more prominence in its relationship to strategy, how are you finding those CFO roles changing in relation to strategy?
Yeah, I think the first and foremost, this recognition that strategy and finance have to sort of walk in, you know, in you have to have to be completely in sync. So this recognition is in place at many companies, and this tighter link between finance, which typically runs the budgets, and the strategic plan, I think that's the one way where finance is influencing strategy and vice versa. I think the second is this area of resource allocation, where strategy and making sure that resource allocation aligns with strategies, where finance is playing an increasing role and is expected to play an increasing role. So we'll see more and more CFOs getting engaged in strategy setting, but also making sure strategy execution is appropriately resourced. And I think the last would be some of the balance which companies need to strike as they execute both the short-term but also the long-term investment horizons for their projects. I think the CFOs are going to play, they're already playing an important role, but will play even more important role in finding that right balance and then making sure resources are allocated to the long-term strategy as well. And I think the final thing I would add here is the dialogue which happens in the strategy setting process is actually very crucial. And given CFOs are at the middle of budgeting and some of the more monthly performance reviews, driving that dialogue as part of the strategy setting process, I think that's also where CFOs play a more leading role in as part of, you know, the strategic planning processes at companies. So I think those would be my reflections on where finance and strategy will come together and where CFOs will drive and influence strategy.
But as part of the survey, if I read it correctly, is that there's a perception gap between what the CFOs see there as their role and what the rest of the C-suite sees their role. Is that an accurate reading? And what is that perception gap between the two, the rest of the C-suite and the CFO?
Yeah, I think you're correct. There is a bit of a perception gap between what finance functions want to do and aspire to do and what the C-suite is expecting them to do and values them to do. I think the perception gap is primarily on two counts. One is finance function is doing a lot of sort of basic finance roles, including financial planning, forecasting, CapEx planning, etc. And the businesses want them to get even better at these core finance roles. And finance professionals would say, not only do we do these basic roles well or the core roles well, we are doing an increasingly important, playing an increasingly important role in strategy setting, transformation, and digitization of the companies. And that is not coming through or being yet perceived as value added by the businesses. And that perception gap, I think, is a result of two or three reasons. One, primarily around education, and making sure that the business leaders understand the role finance is playing, making it a bit more forward-looking and educational to the leaders. I think the second is finance still continues to be a fairly insular role, and there is less of a cross-functional in-migration or out-migration of talent. I think that's another reason why some of the more value-creating roles of finance are not well understood. So it's both a function of some finance function leaders needing to get even faster on the learning curve on the strategy setting roles, but also a bit of an education around how finance is already bending the curve on the core roles, right? It's a mix of both.
In the instances that you found where that integration is happening successfully, what are the characteristics or what are the things that finance functions and the rest of the businesses are using or what do they have in common to create success with business partnering between the finance function and the rest of the business?
Places where are the functions who do it well, I would say, do few things well. I think they are very outward looking. They are more receptive to understanding how business is driving finance and vice versa, and out there working with the businesses even more intently and aggressively than being part of the finance function alone. So I think that's probably very important. The second is the type of talent they have. I think from finance function have to start mirroring the consultative kind of talent which the businesses need to drive their agenda. So the more the talent in finance functions and the skills required start mirroring the business partner mindset, I think that will help manage the perception. And I think lastly, I would say is the theme around education, which is making sure finance is out there. Finance tends to be more insular. It tends to be understated. It tends to be more risk averse. I think the more it's out there a little bit, and I wouldn't call it marketing, but helps educate the users of the kinds of things the function is doing for them or could do for them in the future, I think that those would be the markers, I would say, of managing and ensuring that the business partners see value from the function.
And that leads into the very obvious question that is, as these roles change and as the relationships within businesses between functions change, what are the critical skills or which critical skills should finance professionals be focusing on developing?
Yeah, I would put people skills at the top of it. And the people skills include influencing people around them, because that's a big part of the role what finance plays today and will continue to play in the future. So people skills will remain very important. Personal leadership, communication on how do you sort of communicate your ideas to others and make sure that tough messages are received well. I think that's a very important skill. I think the second I would say is more around personal leadership, which means taking risks in how finance professionals have managed their professional journey, being more sort of facile in sort of taking other roles outside of finance, building skills in business or procurement or IT or other areas where they can get some of those perspectives. And lastly, I would say familiarity at the very minimum with technology, which is driving so much of the change at companies and will continue to drive so much change in the future. So I would say at the very minimum, having familiarity, some level of expertise in technology. I think those would be the critical areas for development for finance professionals in the future.
And in speaking about technology, I want to go back to something that you had mentioned earlier about the adoption of digital and data analytics within finance functions. And it seems to me that that number seems to be rather low, particularly in light of how much attention is paid to digital transformation and data analytics. What do you attribute that sort of slower rate of adoption to, and what can companies do or what can finance departments do to help increase their chances of developing that kind of technology?
It's a great question, Drew. I think the data suggests 2/3 of the companies or 2/3 of respondents in our survey have done some sort of digitization adoption, but that is, you know, 25% or less, right? So it's a relatively low number. And I would attribute that to just mixed success so far. And the survey suggests that those who have adopted digitization and technology have shown modest to high returns. So there is success, but it's mixed success. So I think what will drive this in the future is, first and foremost, use cases and focusing the energy on areas in finance which can yield, you know, disproportionate results faster, and not taking a, you know, one-size-fits-all approach across functions. So that's one. Second, I think as comfort of the finance functions themselves gets better and evolves over a period of time with technology, I think that sort of literacy and expertise will also drive some of the adoption. And third, I think the finance function is still, there's a lot of compliance and risk management mindset and making sure that the technology adoption can address the compliance and risk management functions which finance plays in the right way. I think that will also allay a lot of fears around, you know, large scale or whole scale automation. I think it will take time. It will take some successes, but those successes will come in bite-sized pieces, and that's how I think momentum will build towards the 25% number, you know, reaching higher and reaching 70% to 80%, which in some sub-function already is achieved.
Which principles should finance professionals be operating on as companies change, as the landscape changes?
Yeah, I think as the landscape changes and as there is a lot more uncertainty and risk and rapid evolution of how companies change their business models, I think the finance functions have to start mirroring that, which is experimentation and learning from new ideas, getting different talent as part of finance talent pools, so data scientists, analytics engineers, learning and understanding from data which is not non-financial data, and how does that change and inform decisions. I think that's a big area for finance functions to evolve. And I think also a theme around how do finance functions and the practice becomes more outward oriented. CFOs have a vantage point of learning from investors and board members, and they are in this unique vantage point. And how do they bring more and more of that external perspective to their management teams to become true counselors? I think those would be the few themes I would point out as finance functions should be working on for the next decade.
So I want to dive a little further into that, because that's a really interesting take on it in a slightly different approach. But how do finance professionals become better counselors to the rest of the business?
I think there are markers, or there it links back to a bit of, you know, what skills are required for finance functions, and the most important of that skill is personal leadership. And being personal leadership and influencing, I think those are key markers for a good counselor. And being better communicator versus, you know, insight driver. So if you can communicate your insights versus drive insights and have insights, I think that collection of those skills help you become more of a counselor, right? And I think the second would be a more of an external driver, which is as more and more functions report into the CFO, and they get a cross-functional view of the business, and their expertise from the board as well as external investors become even more relevant. A combination of these forces will help them become better counselors. Will everybody be a better counselor? Probably no. Will all CFOs or all companies require a counseling CFO? Potentially not. But I think the majority of them expect the CFOs to be, you know, a first amongst the peers, if not a counselor to them.
How are CFOs, or how are you seeing the CFO role change and evolve when it comes to internal transformation efforts?
Yeah, like I said, Drew, I think CFOs play a very, very important role in transformations. It goes without saying that CFOs is the role which manages performance in a transformation, whether it is KPI setting, whether it is understanding the pace and intensity of transformation, whether results are being sort of delivered to the bottom line. CFOs are at the front and center of it, but also their personal role modeling in many of the transformation meetings. How do they drive and ask the tough questions in the transformation is also an important part. So they play a very, very important part in internal transformation and have gotten very good at functional transformation. So finance function transformations, they have had to lead in the last, you know, as the function has evolved, they have had to work really hard on functional transformations. I think the next evolution for CFOs would be to be even bolder and suggest or initiate enterprise transformation and or take leadership role across a cross-functional transformation. And I think that's where they will develop their own personal leadership, and many, many companies are expecting them to step up and do exactly that.
What's the CFO's relationship to talent and talent management within businesses now?
CFOs, interestingly, and at least in my view, play a very important role in talent management, probably going to be a front and center of what CFOs can do to disproportionately change the performance trajectory of their companies. that trifecta of CHRO, CEO, and the CFO, which our firm has written about, is so powerful, and the CFOs are at the center of it because they allocate the financial resources, and increasingly they play an important role in making sure that the talent allocation is aligned with the financial resource allocation. And that is so important for making sure companies not only have the right resources, but the right talent to execute on the strategy. And secondly, and more importantly, perhaps within their finance function hat, being the custodian of capability building and helping create well-functioning teams and cross-functional teams within finance and outside finance, as well as building next-generation CFOs, in our survey this time, there's a lot more energy and excitement from these roles which CFOs can play, and probably the more time CFOs can get and give to talent management, the better it will be. So I think that's an important aspect which I want to put for consideration of CFOs and finance professionals.
What are the biggest challenges facing CFOs, both internally and externally, in the next, say, 5 to 10 years, according to your research?
I think the biggest challenge is their demands on their time, obviously. As we said, as I said earlier in the survey, a CFO role is like six roles rolled into one. So there is a increasing demand on their time. How do they allocate their time? What do they prioritize? What do they not prioritize? I think that's a very big challenge for them and will continue to increase in the next 5 years. The second is the rising demands of need for transformation for many companies, whether inspired or driven by technology or the business model, is going to take disproportionate amount of time. If you take just automotive as an industry, you know, autonomous vehicles is changing, is putting a completely different bar on performance for automotives. Retail, you can go sector by sector, and CFOs are at the heart of figuring out how do companies continue to drive economic profit and competitiveness in the future. So I think that's the second and perhaps even a larger challenge for CFOs. Lastly, I think the CFOs is personal and professional development. And given their busy life and the many demands on their time and the increasing roles they play in transforming companies, how do they continue to develop as individuals? How do they continue to professionally grow and find time and mentors to be able to do that? Many have aspirations to take on even bigger and larger challenges, whether it is becoming a CEO or a CFO at a different company or grooming their own teams. And I think that's going to be another challenge for the CFOs, both finding time and the right ways to personally and professionally develop.
Ankur, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Drew.
I'm Drew Adamack, a senior editor with Financial Management Magazine, and I've been talking with Ankur Agarwal about McKinsey & Company's survey, The New CFO Mandate. Thank you for listening. To comment on this podcast or to suggest ideas for another, please contact me at andrew.adamack@aicpa-cima.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.